So this has been interesting, and especially looking at the different ways to do a Bible study. And now we're going to talk about a Bible study that we developed. Actually, you developed the concept of the planner way back when we were with the Bible League 20-some years ago. And so this is, we published
actually,
one.
Actually, we both did, and we got our little Apple computers, and we spent forever figuring it out.
The first edition.
We found a printer that would, like, we could cut the book in half and put it on. It was a complicated.
It was really the last era of the Gutenberg press impact before the onslaught of the internet, who changed everything in the next 15 years. But we still have a paper version, and we'll keep developing. We're actually keep developing. We have a 2021 version that we're talking about now.
Right.
But a new one is coming out in 2022, the year, so 23, 24. Whenever you see this video, know that we love the concept of a planner idea.
So that what the planner does is it helps you put God at the center of your planning, your time, your family, your marriage, your work, your business. And we have little reading tracks in the planner so that you can, you know, have your devotional life all wrapped up in your planner.
Right.
So we have several different tracks. Reading tracks. There's the New Testament in the year. So we have every day, there's what you would read to get through the whole New Testament in a year. Then we have the one chapter a day that sort of, you know, goes through the
That's
whole
what
Bible.
We have this year, other years might be different.
Yep. The whole Bible in a year, so, you know, what you're going to have to read every day to get through the whole Bible in a year. And finally, the verse of the day, which has a thought and a question. So we have all these different tracks, and we'll develop new tracks for the future. But you can use these tracks that you're personally doing, you can use these tracks in a Bible study with your spouse, with your family, or with a group of friends. And we're going to show you how to do that.
Okay.
All right, the Christian Leaders Planner questions. All right, number one, what got your attention since the last meeting? So if you meet once a week, you'd have 7 days worth in the planner. And let's say you're reading through the whole New Testament in a year, or the whole Bible, or whatever track you're on. Doesn't matter what track you're on, you can just simply ask these questions. So number one, what got your attention since the last meeting? So maybe you're reading and you're in the book of Romans, and you read Romans 1 through 5 this past week. Well, as you're going through that, you just underline what got your attention, and what got your attention and what got my attention might be two different things.
Right.
And so
it's actually similar than to the last
method,
but only it's applying now to a week walk.
Right.
Okay.
So then, why do you think it got your attention? That same question that we asked last time. So then you just go around the room. So if you have 10 people, you'd have 10 things that have been underlined. And now you have 10 people explaining why they underlined what they had underlined.
Right.
And then number three, what do you think God is telling you? You'd have 10 people applying the Word of God in a group setting. And then that leads to all kinds of other discussion.
What I think are the benefits to something like this is, A, you really get to know your group.
Right.
Because now their real life is in the Bible study.
Because they're involved in deciding what we're going to talk about.
Oh,
and why do you pick those kinds of things? Well, it's because it's particular to you.
I think another benefit is it really gives a little accountability. Did you actually open those Bibles?
Right.
Because you have nothing to share.
Yes.
Now, the downside of that is sometimes people won't attend if they haven't done anything.
Right.
And I think that's a question a minister has to, like, grapple with. Do you want to know the truth of how your parishioners or those you're leading are? Or do you want to live in illusion?
Right.
But in this case, if you do this together, if someone doesn't show up or something, it's a little uncomfortable, but you can be a gracious leader by saying, just come anyway, or and then help them get back on the track.
Right.
You know,
right.
So what are some of the other benefits of doing something
Well,
like
I think, you know, just to underline what you just said, it The problem sometimes with on-the-shelf Bible studies is the person didn't do anything all week long.
Right.
He didn't pray. He didn't read his Bible. And then he shows up and he just answers the questions and no one's the wiser.
Right.
Whereas this style of Bible study really is dependent on people actually walking with God every day.
Right.
It works best when that happens. And hopefully it's fun, too, because people are involved in writing the Bible study.
And I often find over the years of working with this is to really make sure when you do this to set the expectation right away that we all will fail.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question that, you know,
fail at actually reading everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because it seems like life comes our way. And back when we grew up, we talked about this previously, there was a real clear, you ate at this time, you opened the Word at this time in your families, and all that. Where today, we're trying to figure out how to, how the ruckus of the internet and the ruckus of the noise and the busy schedule. Yes. And what the planner does is at least give you a shot to be self-aware about the truth of your walk with God.
Right.
And the truth of everybody else. But so you want to start with grace on that to say, you know what, this might take a whole year of challenge to figure out how to accomplish this.
Right. But, you know, to circle back to this, it's one of the things we emphasize here at Christian Leaders, this idea of owning your own walk.
Right.
And a lot of what the church has done in the past, you know, great sermons on Sunday, Bible studies led by a great Bible study leader, people could almost let those things be their surrogate walk.
Right.
They're but they really don't actually have a personal walk.
They're not really
praying.
They're not really engaging.
Right. They're not doing it with their families.
Right.
So the way we see it is that small group meeting is really a chance to reinforce and encourage and challenge and help people with their walk the other seven.
Even the truth of it. Even if it struggles to help people get over that struggle. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now we're going to look at the verse of the day. The verse of the day is sort of a special, you know, path in the planner because it has a verse. It's real easy to do. Everyone can do this. So, so you just talked about how people fail. Maybe shoot low then. You know, start with one verse.
Just
one
verse of the day, George, and just leave it like
that. It's only 30 seconds.
Right.
But then there's an application comment in there, and then there's a question.
You know, I remember one product that you developed with the Bible League, we should maybe develop it here, is the one-minute Bible study.
One-minute connection.
One-minute connection, Because if nothing else, especially great in evangelism, is what if you had 365 one or two verses and somebody's just starting to put their toe in the water with walking with God, and you give them something that they can overwhelmingly succeed at.
Yes.
That habit is the most important thing. But then the Word of God doesn't return void.
Right.
So it's good to have that coming. So anyway, you were talking about something.
Okay, the verse of the day, we're going to look at that. And, okay.
So here we go.
So this is how you use the verse of the day. Have each participant pick out their favorite verse of the day since the last time you met.
Okay.
So, here's the planner. It has 7 days of, and here's the verse, and here's the thought, and here's the question. There's all the different reading tracks. So this is this week. Henry, what verse would you pick if you were doing this?
Well, I like Psalm 8, verse 3 and 4.
Which is Monday.
When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in place, what are mortals that you should think of us, mere humans, that you should care for us? And then the thought that goes with it, as you worry about the things you plan today, don't take yourself too seriously. What can you give over to God today?
Okay.
So that was one that I started.
And I liked Fridays, 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, and this is Paul talking, my grace is sufficient for you. So God is speaking to Paul. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Now Paul says, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. And then the thought, could it be that what you think is holding you back
is the very thing God will use to make great things happen. Can you think of any examples of this from your own life?
Okay. So everyone picks out, you know, a verse.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, have them explain why they picked that verse.
So for me, for whatever reason, maybe it's because September is getting cool in Michigan, and a few weeks we're going to head back to Florida, I've been having fires outside. And
a little campfire.
Campfire. A little campfire. Because there's, at the headquarters here where we live in a parsonage, there's actually a little fire pit.
Yeah.
So I've been having, and I've been thinking a lot about the stars. You look up, and I was thinking about how, you know, the squirrels somehow make it out into a woods. I wouldn't make it out in that woods. You know, so, I mean, it's made me realize that everything is way bigger than me.
Right. And God is in all those little details that you're not even aware of.
His fingers are directing things and maintaining, sustaining things.
See, what's interesting is Henry picks that out, and as he's describing it, it generates thoughts in me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, so that's kind of how it works. That
right.
People pick different things for their own particular reason, but as they explain why they picked what they picked, other people start seeing stuff in that verse that they didn't see before.
Right.
And that's really the point of the Bible study. So let's go to the second question. Have them explain why they picked their verse. That's what you just did. Have them read the question that goes with their verse. So what was the question?
So the question was, as you worry about the things you plan to do today, don't take yourself too serious. What can you give over to God today?
Right. So now that is the question for not only Henry, because he brought this up.
Right.
So what do you need to give God over? You talked about earlier things that you had been worrying about, some people in your life and so on.
Right. And realize that each person is part, just like a squirrel is part of God's plan and design. People that I'm praying for, that I'm concerned about, are part of that plan too. And it's only a serendipity prayer. I don't have to be responsible for everything.
Right.
Just prayerfully pray for them and also give them to God.
Yes. So my question on Friday is, can you think of any examples of this from your own life? And the thought was, could it be that what you think is holding you back is the very thing God uses to make great things happen? So can I think of any examples from my own life where God took something that seemed like a negative and turned it into a positive? Well, you know, I think we're both a little bit on the dyslexic side, right?
Yeah, we have.
You know, as you could probably tell, as we're trying to read this planner, we kept stumbling over these words because I'm mixing the order of the word or, you know, bad eyesight or whatever.
Right.
So, but God has used, how has God used that? If I was in the Bible study, I'd explain, you know, I was a slow starter in school, but then God brought it all together and made me, you know, great.
Right.
You know, all these Bible studies I've written, language and reading was always a problem for me.
Right.
But now, because I can see what God can do with somebody who isn't any good at these things,
right,
but God can take that and turn you into something that you're like standing back going, how did this even happen? So if that can happen in my life, it can happen in your life too. Now, if I was sharing this story with 10 other people, they're going to be people thinking about, maybe God can, you know, and they're going to start sharing the things that they struggle with, and they wonder why God made them that way because they haven't seen any fruit whatsoever. And all of a sudden, these deep things get put on the table.
And I like to what you said earlier, that when you were talking about how you think about this, then I think about it. Like, you know, what I'm thinking right now is, I think it's amazing what God does in the lives of students and alumni at Christian Leaders Institute, college, and Alliance. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, I thought our dyslexia was holding us back. Some of you have been held back by your past, by your family, by abuse.
To school and you didn't get good grades.
Oh,
and now all of a sudden you've come back. And you're doing great, you're doing well on the quizzes, and that was never what you were.
Right. And some of you, there's no way in human thinking that you could now be going into ministry with what you have gone through, and yet God takes the broken things of the world and makes them into a vehicle of proclaiming the gospel. The whole thing.
Well, Christian Leader starts out with 6 students.
Yeah.
We have to meet in Chicago for, at that time, you had to do the course and then you had to meet for one day.
Before we knew how to do all these other things. I know.
So, but there were only 6.
Right.
Well, how do you make something out of that, right?
I know. And the concept of free. It's going to be free.
Right.
You know, it's like, really? But God can do stuff like that through Vision Partners, but you would not, it's not easily understood.
Exactly. Okay, so then there's one more question. That question then becomes the question for the whole group.
Okay.
So, you had a verse that you picked that got your attention. You explained why it got your attention and what it said to you. But now the question of that verse gets asked of all of us.
Oh.
Right? Because in a Bible study, if you had an off-the-shelf Bible study, it would have 10 questions. And then we ask the first question and we go around the room and everyone answers that question. The planner, just the way we just described it, is everyone gets a chance to write one of the questions for our Bible study and gets to explain why they chose this one. But now that becomes the question for all.
Like, really, we did that.
Yes, we did that. So I answered yours, you answered mine. And if we had 10 people, can you see in a way how this would easily fill the time?
Well, we've done this and it's really cool.
Yeah, because, a lot of times people have this fear. You know, off the shelf, they feel like, oh, it's all there. You know, we'll have something to do for an hour because it's all there and these people know what they're doing. But the minute you start doing your own thing, if you're the leader, you're like, this is going to be like a 10-minute discussion. This Bible study isn't going to go. It's going to go.
Right.
If you have 10 questions and you go around with the 10 people and everyone has to talk about this, you will fill up the time like nobody's business. The only difference is the group is participating in writing the Bible study rather than someone that doesn't know us.
Right. And the Bible study is founded in the very lives of the people who are living in the Bible study.
Right. So it does two things. It makes it more personal because everyone's writing it, but also is more personal because it's part of their daily walk, which means then that personal stories can come in. Well, I chose this because I read it that morning, and then I went to work, and then this is what happened.
Really, in some ways, the planner is a tool. But you could do it without the planner. You could just have everybody read the Bible.
Yeah.
And then when you come together, everybody talks about these questions.
Yes.
So if you have no resources to get the planner, don't worry about it.
Right.
Just everybody reads the Bible.
Well, whatever
structure.
Or whatever, you know, I think it's really good to have people, if you're in a Bible study, that people let you know what they're doing in their personal lives, their personal devotions.
Yes, that's right.
So if people are doing something in their personal devotions, and if you do that together, if you pick something that you could all do together, then this would work with whatever. It doesn't matter what plan you're following.
Right, exactly. So that's very good. And I thank you again for all your work over the years to keep the Planner Project going. When, you know, something like this is not stress, personal, daily, walking, the habit of relationship is not stressed in Christendom right now overall.
Yeah, right.
It's what's stressed is show up at church.
Yeah.
What's stressed is, you know, download a YouTube video of a preacher.
Right.
But what's not stressed is live it every day. And that's something you have been a campaigner for in my life, in the life of students at Christian Leaders Institute for years now. So let's keep it up.
All right.